by the cross-country team. I think Jude Wheeler D might be, oh man, perhaps one of the supreme athletes in the entire country, and he has helped spearhead a cross-country national title. So there's some breaking news for you there. Tonight's game between the Gales and the Lancers is a rematch of a Friday night tilt that Windsor won 3-1, 18-25, 23-25. The Gales would prevail 25-16 in the third set before falling 16-20 in the fourth and final set. And that game last night was actually a rematch of the Smollett Cup Finals, which Queens won against Windsor, a full five-set game, winning 3-2. So these two teams have played twice before tonight, and every game has been a close one, fighting for every point. And it seems like we have got a real gem of a heavyweight title fight here tonight as well. I'm excited. That first game, a great effort by the Queens women's volleyball team, and the men are going to have to give that 100% effort and then some if they want to take down this tremendous Windsor Lancer team that is chock full of international talent as well, recruiting from the United States, but also Brazil. Gustavo Siqueira, the fourth-year outside hitter from Sao Paulo. They have also got a young man from Waimea, Hawaii, Chase Bridges, 6'5", and an explosive athlete. Your Gales, we have got out on the floor Chris Zimmerman, Zig Leaches. We have got number 10, Lachlan McBride. We have got number 17, Reed Venning. Of course, big Dax Tompkins. In the middle there, the sixth-year player from Tiverton, Ontario. And I know, bias being what it is, I have to say, the volleyball jerseys the Queens men's team rocks, some of the cleanest in the country, pure gold with a little bit of that blue lettering and a red accent, but supremely sharp fits on display here as the big man. Number 18, Dax Tompkins, looks to get us off to a good start. Hard jump serve, fielded and returned. But that shot is sent back to where it came from. Isaac Zabjek, the third year middle blocker from Cambridge, Ontario, getting in front of that one. And just like that, the Gales are up 1-0. Isaac Zabjek, fantastic, perfectly timed read block there. Tompkins back to the line. The approach, and he hits that one a little too hard as that one sails out of bounds. Tompkins out, and libero number 3, Tobias Jeffries, in from Vineland, Ontario. Meanwhile, for the Lancers, we've got their starting server, Marcus Lahees. Jump serve, floating that one in, set, slammed, stopped, as the Gales are going to get a second opportunity here. Reed Venning just a little bit outside there. Reed Venning from the back line trying to make an impact. Sends that one just a little too far left. As the Lancers, you can hear them clap here. They have got quite a rambunctious team. That one is bumped up, set, and stuff. Number 7, Zig Leaches, unable to crack the formidable Windsor front line. Got a good set from number 11, Chris Zimmerman, but unable to capitalize there as the Lancers are up 3-1. Lahees sending that one in, takes a bit of a bad bounce, but a beautiful heads-up play. Zimmerman sets this one, and there is a beautiful finish from Isaac Zabjek to end this early Lancer run. Beautiful set from Chris Zimmerman, giving Zabjek the time, space, and pace he likes to slam that one home. Zimmerman on the back line here. Jump float. Bounced. Whoa. It was bumped up and promptly put down by number 7, Anthony Ivanoski, the Windsor-born product playing for his hometown school there. And he just delivered an emphatic spike. Lancers to the line, Caden Reed. Unable to keep the momentum going as that one goes long. Back and forth, back and forth. As the Gales' sixth year all-world player, Zig Liches from Louisville, Colorado. The gym falls silent as he tattoos that opening serve, but it is returned. The Lancer response is blocked, tipped up into the air, and we're going to get a second attempt from the Gales. Great job there by the Lancer libero to field that one. We've got three blockers, but the approach turns into a serve over the net. Reed Venning, he takes a crack at it. He is thwarted. Zimmerman sets up Venning again. Unfortunately for Venning, he touches the net. I love the decision made there by Chris Zimmerman, giving Venning that second chance, giving him a longer approach on that second set. Ultimately, maybe a bit too long of approach as Venning's momentum carried him into the net, but it was a beauty set and a really smart heads-up play from Chris Zimmerman. And that is a long serve by Caden Reed, out of bounds, as the tete-a-tete continues. 1 point bouncing back and forth for these two teams. Number 20 for the Gales, Isaac Zabjek to the line. Good approach, jump floater. Fielded at the net and bounced back over by number 10, Lachlan McBride there. As the Gales have evened up the score here, 5-5 early in our first set of this second game in the doubleheader. Zabjek approaches. Powerful serve there. But the Lancers are going to get an opportunity to convert, and they do exactly that. That is a wipe for the Lancers. Number 18, such an explosive athlete, Chase Bridges from Waimea, Hawaii. Gets every inch of that 6-5 frame onto that one, and he's back to the line to serve. That's bumped up. However, a bit of an overzealous play from the Lancers in an attempt to quickly snuff out the bump. The middle of that Lancers front line with a net violation, keeping this an even contest, 6-6 ball game as Reed Venning steps to the service line. High toss, strong serve from Venning as the Lancers are scrambling to get this one over. The Gales are going to have a great chance to set up their offense. Oh, Dax Tompkins, it's not fair. Maybe a bit of a mistimed jump, but he's so long, lean, and explosive that he gets enough on that one to spike it straight down, giving the Gales the first lead of this first set. Venning with the approach. Venning tattoos that one off the top of the net and right into the middle of that Lancer defense. Reed Venning will not be denied. 8-6 for the Gales in our first set here. High throw from Venning, and he launches that one. Great job by the Lancers to make a play on it, but oh, Dax Tompkins, once again, the sixth year veteran leader showing that veteran mentality. Windsor got the ball back over the net. Tompkins would have had an easy bump, but he noticed the trajectory of the ball. He saw it was spiraling to the right-hand side, and he just moved those long arms of his and let it hit the court, giving the Gales a 3-point lead. Folks, our funding drive for CFRC began November 1st, runs until December 31st. $25,000 is our goal, and that goes towards a lot of great, great local programming. The only local destination for music, sports, and news. We're the only ones doing it on a consistent basis. So if you like what you hear or you like anything you've heard on CFRC at any point, consider donating via CFRC.ca. Click donate. You can either donate directly to CFRC and get yourself some sweet swag and amenities, or donate through Queen's University and get yourself a tax receipt. Either way, you are going to benefit, and so are we. Whether it's $1, $5, $10, $10,000, if you're feeling generous, every little bit counts, and we appreciate your continued support. It is 9-6 here in the Arc in our opening set between the Gales and the Lancers. Very back and forth so far, but Queens has gone on a small run here with Reed Venning, number 17, at the line. High toss from Venning. Slams this one, but it is fielded. Gales trying to create some chaos in that Lancer front line. They managed to get it over. Chris Zimmerman setting to the back line to Reed Venning. Fielded by the Gales. And finished off by number 10, Lachlan McBride. Another one of those key sixth-year players alongside Tompkins and Zyglicius. Putting that one to bed. Venning back to the line here. High toss on that serve, touches the top of the net, but makes it over. A Lancer quick is snuffed out, and a follow-up line shot goes a little too long. So the Gales continue this run of form, trying to discombobulate the Lancer counterattack. We saw a quick attempt by Windsor, defended by the Queens front line. Of course, when you've got a six-year player like Dax Tompkins, he's seen every trick in the book. He's a hard man to fool as Venning blasts that ball. It is successfully defended. Great set by the Lancers there. Net battle, a joust. The Gales have it. Setting back over. We had a setter dump thwarted as the Gales are all over the place trying to snuff out the Lancer counterattack. And number 18, Dax Tompkins, stuffs that one as the Gales are on a roll here, feeding off the raucous Athletics and Recreation crowd as the big man in the middle, Dax Tompkins. I used to work with him at the bar. And look, I'll tell you, when he had to kick somebody out, that's the kind of energy he brought to that situation there. Won't take no for an answer. Rejects the Lancer counterattack. And he's allowed his team to double up their opponents. Queens 12, Windsor 6 here in our opening set. And we have another timeout from the Lancers. Talking things over after their last couple of sets. That's been a bit of a struggle. This Queens defense playing so ferociously, so tenaciously, and Reed Venning, what a service run he's been on. Every single serve has been targeted right into the middle of that Lancer defense. And with the speed and power he's hit it with, most of the digs, most of the bumps have taken kind of unnatural trajectories, making it more difficult to set up your regular kind of offense. So Windsor hasn't been playing particularly organized volleyball so far, whereas the Gales, thanks in large part to their tenacious defense, they've had the chance to set up the offense in the way they like it. Venning here, another corker of a serve. Lancers are going to have a chance to get this one over. They will set it. Zimmerman with the set. And another point for this Gales team. Chris Zimmerman, the conductor, making beautiful music out there, running his offense to perfection. The third year from Prince George, British Columbia. Right now, he looks like he's the prince of the court out there. Reed Venning serving again. Hits the net again, but once more makes it over. Bit of a delayed timing attack from the Lancers. Unsuccessful, albeit Lachlan McBride did pay the price on that one. The Lancer return hit the net, but it hit it so hard that it did catch poor Lachlan McBride in the face as well. He is okay, folks. Don't worry. That pretty face of his, he's all right. Venning fires another one right into the middle of the Lancer back line. Windsor unable to set up their offense. Just have to serve it over again. However, the front line holds, and for the first time in about 5 minutes, the Gaels will not record a point. Windsor gets possession back. Number 20 for the Lancers. This is Gustavo Siqueira, the Sao Paulo native, to the line for his first serve of the game. As it is fielded by the Gaels, Zimmerman sets up Venning, but Venning just a little too excited on that one. Sends that ball out of bounds on the back left-hand side of the Windsor line. So Siqueira will take his second crack at it here. His first serve, a great one. Zig Lichis had to dig to give his guys a chance. However, Siqueira hitting the net like it owed him money, snuffs out that Lancer opportunity. And now we've got the aforementioned Lachlan McBride, number 10, looking for some perfection right here. A high toss and a bit too high of a serve as that one spirals at the back of the Windsor line. Easy come, easy go. Haven't had a chance to mention him yet, but Tobias Jeffries, the Gaels libero, has looked strong so far. Keystone on this Queens defense. Serve coming in from Darren Koski. Oh, Chris Zimmerman, it's not fair. The setter dump. Right now, he is just in a flow. He can do whatever he wants. He's like Dwayne Johnson in Hollywood. This guy has got carte blanche out there on the court. Veteran savvy move as he gets the rotation back to the original server, Dax Tompkins. Tompkins fielded well. Lancers will get a chance to set up their offense. Lachlan McBride with the dig, but the ball goes into the third row of the crowd seats here. Point for the Lancers. They make it to double digits. Gaels up 16-10. Tompkins out. Jeffries back in. As we've got another corker of a serve coming in. Jump floater. Zimmerman with the set. And number 7, Zig Lichis with the finish. And if I recall correctly, that is his second point of the ball game here. And it's a consequential one. Shutting that service down early. Giving the Gaels the ball back. Chris Zimmerman to the line here. Jump floater from Zimmerman. We are going to see a heavy retaliation from the Lancers. And that was Gustavo Siqueira, who had his service run cut short. Clearly a little irritated by that, as he hit that ball with force and authority. Pick up a point for his team there as the Gaels lead 17-11. Serve in. It's a good one. Bump. Zimmerman set. And that is a good recovery from this Lancer defense as they get a tip out to cut the gap to 5. We've got number 9, Caden Reed, serving for Windsor. We've got Isaac Zabchek, Reed Venning, Tobias Jeffries, Chris Zimmerman, of course. The Gaels running their traditional lineup. Zimmerman with the set close to the net, but the minimal space to operate gives Zimmerman no trouble at all as he gets that exactly where it needs to be, letting Reed Venning capitalize there, pick up his second kill of the first set. As we've got the Gaels back to the line here, Zig Lichis with the serve. High toss, low angle, and the ball goes back to the Lancers. ...18-13 here in our first set. Number 7 for the Windsor Lancers, Anthony Ivanoski, going to serve this one. High toss. And a high serve. That one goes well out of bounds. 19-13 for the Gaels. Will they be the first team in today's contest to crack the 20-point margin? Well, they'll have number 20, Isaac Zabchek, to try and get them there. Zabchek with the approach. The toss. A good serve. The Gaels are going to get a good crack at this one. Back line hits. And that's 20 for the Gaels. My goodness. That was Zig Lichus coming from the back middle and laying the boom, getting his team to the 20-point threshold as number 20, Isaac Zabchek, serves again. However, this one goes a bit awry, bending right and landing in the front row. So 20 is where they will stay, at least for the time being. As we've got number 18 for the Lancers, Chase Bridges, the Hawaii product. Had a great serve earlier and gets another good one off here. It's going to go right towards the net. Zimmerman saves it. Bumped over, played by the libero. Set over to Govea, but Govea. Or sorry, that's Siqueira. Siqueira with the wipe there. Gustavo Siqueira sends that off the hands of the Gaels defenders. And out of bounds to cut the deficit back down to 5. Bridges with the serve. And the net with the stuff. 21-15 Gaels as Reed Venning gets to the service line here. You might recall Venning was at the line for the majority of that great early Gaels run where they put up 8 consecutive points. Integral to this 6-point lead here late in the first set. And Venning says, anything you can do, I can do better, as he too tastes nothing but twine. So Gustavo Siqueira, who had the last point for the Lancers, back to the line to try and add at least one more. And a toss and a jump serve from Siqueira, set by Zimmerman. Back attack. Reed Venning puts that one exactly where it needs to be. The third year from Courtice, Ontario, Reed Venning having himself a great opening set here. Good balanced scoring from the Gaels. As number 10, Lachlan McBride steps to the line. And number 10, Lachlan McBride departs the line. 5-point deficit here. Queens within 3 of closing out this first set. Number 13 for the Windsor Lancers, Joshua Tamoukas from Georgetown checking in, and he will serve, pinch server here at a crucial point in this first set. Tamoukas taking a breath as he's going to hit a jump floater. Takes a bit of a wobbly trajectory, but it is fielded by the Gaels. Venning, successful once more, went for the wipe. It was a playable ball, but the desperation dig goes nowhere but out of bounds. So Queens is up 23-17 with the sixth year middle blocker from Tiverton, Ontario, Dax Tompkins at the line, trying to put this first set to bed. Whoa, Tompkins rifles that one in there. We have a server dump, but admittedly not a particularly good one. That was a two-hand kind of... I thought that was kind of an illegal violation, but they are going to rule a point for the Lancers. It was more of a push than it was a dump. And by that I mean, with a dump, you kind of just tap it over. With a push, you're almost basically slamming it down with a wrist action. You can't direct the ball like that. It's got to be more, think of it like fingertips versus palm of the hands, you know? And the Gaels are looking for that violation to be called, but unsuccessful, so the Lancers will get the point and get the ball. Jump serve is set again, and finished off by Zig Lichtjes. Set spike as the Gales are on set point with their setter, Chris Zimmerman, at the line, try and put them up 1-0. Zimmerman with a floater. It is recovered. Good set there. Tobias Jeffries with a deep bump. The Gales get it over, but the Lancers recover. Windsor, tenacious. Second, third opportunity before Chase Bridges finishes that one off with a little dump over the top of the Queens front line. So the Lancers staying alive here. Gales on set point, up 24-19. Chris Zimmerman speaking with the officiating crew, looking to get a clarification on that dump that the Lancers scored with earlier. Doesn't look particularly pleased with the answer he got, but that is the answer he got. As number 9 for Windsor, Caden Reed. High pressure serve here. Unbothered by it. Zimmerman with a deep bump to Venning, and Venning puts that first set to bed. Queens up 1-0 after a 25-19 opening set victory. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. You're going to hear a word from one of our longest tenured sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. We know them and love them. And you're also going to hear a quick message about CFRC's ongoing funding drive. Gales up 1-0 here at the Arc on our Saturday night doubleheader.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smokes Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato, Doretti, Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town, and on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
Before we get to the volley, volleyball, just a quick note that our final four for U Sports football has been set. Laval will play Regina next week in Quebec, so Laval will host. Laurier beat Western, and Bishops beat St. Mary's in triple overtime. So it'll be Laurier and Bishops, Laval and Regina setting up what I predicted, which is a Laval and Laurier Vanier Cup. That's just my early prediction. Anything can happen, but I think we're going to have a fantastic clash of Laval and Laurier in that Vanier Cup here in Kingston in just a few weeks' time. It is the second game in our volleyball doubleheader. The Gales took the first set, 25-19, against the Lancers. And Windsor will start with service here for set two. Bumped up, and Zimmerman, he loves that quick little setter dump. Zyglicius with the bump, Chris Zimmerman with the finish. As the Gales will get their first serve of the second set, and of course, it comes from the super senior, number 18, Dax Tompkins. Tompkins taking the lay of the land. High toss and a hard serve ricocheting off the net and over. The Gales defense staying firm there. That's one Lancer attack repelled. Oh, a great dig there from Lachlan McBride. Gales set it over the net. Lancers are gonna have a chance to retaliate, and McBride unable to corral that Chase Bridges shot. Went right through his hands. The power generated there by 6'5 Chase Bridges, just a little too much to deal with, even for someone as outstanding as Lachlan McBride. Caden Reed, number 9 for the Lancers. He steps to the service line. Good jump serve there. Zimmerman with the set. Oh, Zyglicius with the finish. Number 7 for the Gales, his fifth kill of the contest so far, and we're just into the start of the second set. Zyglicius, another one of those super senior sixth years. Zimmerman, floater, and he handcuffs the Lancer defense there. I've got Laurier on the brain, but that was a error on the return from the Windsor Lancers. Chris Zimmerman with a service ace there with a jump floater. More of a knuckleball style serve compared to some of the fastballs we see from Dax Tompkins. Oh, Lachlan McBride with a great save. We are going to get a little dump over the net. A joust won by the Gales, but the Lancers keep the ball alive. A second joust won by the Gales. Lancers, though, scrambling, keeping the hope alive here. Oh, Zyglicius. Oh, my goodness. Multiple cracks at that one for Leeches, and the third time was the charm. Slamming that one home, giving the Gales a 3-point lead here early in set two. Zimmerman with a jump floater that is unsuccessful. So Windsor takes over here, number 7 for the Lancers. Anthony Ivanoski, his first serve of set number 2. High toss, good serve. McBride with the bump, Venning with the approach. He is stuffed, but Chris Zimmerman managed to keep it alive, but it is all for naught. Zimmerman with a diving save to his left-hand side, making it look easy. The Gales unable to capitalize on that excellent play from setter Chris Zimmerman. Second serve incoming. Tobias Jeffries with the dig. Oh, and the Gales lose their first joust of the contest. Leeches unable to overcome two Lancer defenders at the net. As we've got a tied ball game here, 4-4. As we get another serve incoming from Anthony Ivanovsky. And it's another hard charging serve from Ivanovsky. Reed Venning trying to set that one over the net. Crowd wants a call that the referees do not give them. And in the meantime, Chase Bridges powers that one home to give the Lancers their first lead of set the second here. Chris Zimmerman once again asking for some official clarification, and once again dissatisfied with the response given. Ivanovsky looks to continue this great run of form. Floats that one in. Lachlan McBride with the bump. Zig Leaches with the finish. As Leaches gets his team the next crack at the service can here. And it'll be he himself, Zig Leaches, with the opportunity to add more to his impressive count. And that's a no-touch ace for number 7, Zig Leaches. Drop that one into the perfect position on the right-hand side of the Lancer line. As Leaches is looking for more here. Number 7 with his 8th point. Oh my gosh. Fired that one hard, but a little long. As what could have been a potentially dangerous Zig Leaches sequence ends a bit prematurely. Chase Bridges here. Oh, what a great job by Tobias Jeffries to get underneath that one. The set and attempted spike, however, Lachlan McBride is shut down by the Lancer front line. As Chase Bridges will get his second serve of this second set. It's another good one. Lachlan McBride with the bump. Zimmerman with the set, and Venning with the finish. That was the story of the first set of today's contest. And that was certainly a plan plotted and executed to perfection from the Gales there. That's exactly what you want to see. Those are the three guys you'd like to get their hands on that ball. And all three do. Now Isaac Zabchik with a good serve. Lancers will get a return in, but it is stuffed by Big Dax Tompkins right in the middle of that Queens line. Number 18 sends that one straight down. And Isaac Zabchik will get his second serve here. Bounce, spin, breathe, toss, and slam. Got the Lancers scrambling. They will get a chance to play this one over. Zabchik with the set. Tompkins with the spike blocked. Zimmerman with the jump set. And what a finish there from Lachlan McBride. Had 6 Lancers running to the back left-hand corner, but none of them could catch up with the velocity put on that one. Gales up 9-7 here in set number 2. Closely contested set here. Zabchik sends that one long. So it's a 9-8 ball game, and Gustavo Sequeira will get serve number 1 of set number 2. Lancers clap to set the rhythm here. Sequeira with the approach. Great serve from Sequeira. Gales will get a chance to return it. And Reed Venning, what else is new, powers that one home. His 7th point of the ball game. Venning, Leaches have been the spearhead of this Gales offense, with Chris Zimmerman serving as the master tactician, getting all the pieces in place. Venning with a great serve there. Lancers will get a chance to return it and successfully do. Number 9, Caden Reed, the 6'3 outside hitter from Chatham, powers that one home. 1-point game here, set number 2, 10-9 for the Gaels. Very back and forth right now. Serve in, McBride fields it, goes a little haywire, Leeches just has to set it over. Sequeira with the bump, and oh my goodness, number 9 for the Lancers. Caden Reed nearly took poor Tobias Jeffries head off. Good thing Jeffries is a few inches shorter than, I mean, if he was 2-3 inches taller, he might have needed a full cranial transplant there with the trajectory and speed that ball took. Lachlan McBride unable to get this one in play. 11-10, 1-point ball game here. Both teams in double digits in our second set. In the second part of our Saturday night volleyball doubleheader. Floater is in, and the floater eludes the steady hands of Tobias Jeffries, unable to make a play on that one, as we now have a tie here in set number 2, 11-11. French fries on the board. Another float serve. Jeffries does corral this one. Zimmerman with the set. Leeches a little overzealous on his attempted shot there. Net violation, giving the Lancers a narrow 1-point lead as they hold serve. So here we go, another serve incoming from the Windsor Lancers. And another floater fielded by Leeches and finished off by, go ahead, take a guess, Dax Tompkins. Gets a picture-perfect set from Chris Zimmerman. And when you've got a young man with the long, lean levers of a Dax Tompkins, the higher you can set that ball, the more time you give him to get underneath it, the stronger a spike he can deliver. And that one was more than up to the test as Tompkins himself approaches the service line. High toss with spin. Tattoos that one, but it is successfully fielded by the Lancer libero. I thought for certain that ball had hit the court, but the Gaels might have gotten lucky there. Maybe a bit of a makeup call. It looked like Queens pulled off an improbable, maybe visual illusion of a point, but a point all the same as they hold serve. Must have careened off a fingertip to stay off the hardwood there. Tompkins won't complain as he sends this one in a strong serve from Dax Tompkins. An attempt at a dump is thwarted. The Lancers do keep possession though. And this time Chase Bridges is able to sneak this one over the net and underneath the formidable front line. Tobias Jeffries back into the ballgame. Dax Tompkins, take a break, young man. You've earned it. Number 9, Caden Reed. Service here. 13-13, all tied up. Your Triska decaphobic. Look away. Reed Venning, unable to convert there. Lancers take a narrow lead once more. Set 2, it is a 14-13 lead for Windsor. As Caden Reed. Back to the service line. Hard serve from Reed, but it gets nothing but net. In basketball, that's brilliant. In volleyball, not what you're looking for. Back to the Gaels, Chris Zimmerman, number 11. We'll get this next serve in. Zimmerman with the floater. over, saved by Lachlan McBride. Tobias Jeffries into the crowd, manages to keep that one in play. The Gales will need to reset here, though. And unfortunately for Queens, despite Tobias Jeffries' wayfaring adventures into the first row here at the arc, the Gales are unable to convert that point. What a job from Tobias Jeffries. I think he was two or three rows deep on that dig. But the Gales are unable to come together and convert as Windsor maintains this slim 1 point. Leechus with the dig. Oh, Lachlan McBride tried to save that spike, but it bounces off his fingertips and rolls out of bounds. So Windsor now opening up a bit of a lead. Timeout called. It'll be Anthony Ivanovsky at the service line when we come back. But let's take a moment to hear a word from our, I'm going to say sponsor. I mean, it's us, but it's the funding drive, which is ongoing until December 31st. So give it a listen. Give us a donate if you're feeling froggy. All that money's going towards great locally produced content like this very show.
Hey, everyone. This is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
Back. If you're just joining us, this is game two in our Saturday night volleyball doubleheader. The Gales currently trail in set number two, 16-14. They took the first, 25-19, against this formidable Lancers crew. Windsor won last night, 3-1. Gales looking to stop what has been an Anthony Ivanovsky service run here. This Windsor team, so deep, so formidable. Really excelled during the service control here. Ivanovsky, however, sends that one into the cheap seats as the Gales will get the ball back, trailing by one, 16-15, trying to take a commanding 2-0 lead here in the arc. The women's volleyball team with a clean sweep earlier. But that's not going to do it. Zig Leechus. Leechus with the unforced error there, sending that one careening into the middle of the mesh. Back to the Lancers. Chase Bridges will serve. Bridges gets this one over, but he also gets this one over everybody's head. Tobias Jeffries with a, you'll excuse the pun, heads-up play to let that one careen out of bounds. 1 point game, so close here. Back and forth action here in the Queens Athletics and Recreation Center. Isaac Zabchik with the toss and the serve, just gets it over the net. Gales managed to return the Lancer counterattack. Dax Tompkins pushes that one over, it is defended. A net battle results in a Gustavo Siqueira victory, giving the Lancers 18 and the Gales 16 here. And you know, Queens wants to get Reed Venning going. He had a strong start to the second set, but has been quiet the last few minutes. You know, Zimmerman wants to get the ball into the capable hands of Reed Venning, and he will do so here. Venning with a cheeky little move there. Pushes that one off the hands of the Lancers front line for a wipe, but a gentle wipe. A gentle wipe. And just like that, Reed Venning is up to 8 points here. And he's back to the service line to try and tie this at 18. Great serve from Venning. Fielded well. Chase Bridges with an attempt. Blocked, but a athletic, acrobatic, and coordinated finish from Marcus Lahis, who slammed that one home and did so with minimal margin for error. If he had moved forward another inch, it would have been a net violation, but instead it is a crucial point to shut down the Queens service. and give the Lancers a chance to extend their two-point lead. Serve incoming. It's a low one, but perfectly placed. Tompkins the decoy to allow McBride to finish. It looked for the life of me like that was going straight to number 18, Dax Tompkins, but Zimmerman sets it over the large frame of Dak Tompkins and right to Lachlan McBride for the finish. And we have got a substitution, McBride taking a moment as Nikola Mertzrovich from Niagara Falls enters as the pinch server here. Mitrovic with a good hard serve, but it is fielded cleanly as Chase Bridges airmails this one, sends it just a wee bit long. And just like that, the Gaels have overcome the two-point deficit. We have a 19-19 tie here in set number two with Mitrovic back to the line. High toss, lots of spin. It's fielded back over to the Queens front line. Leeches with a hard shot that is also fielded high and back to the Gaels. Another heat seeker fielded well by the Lancer libero. Pushed deep into the Queens back line. Venning with the bump. Leeches with the finish. Venning to Zimmerman to Leeches. Three impact players doing exactly what the Gaels need them to do. And now Queens has leapfrogged the Lancers to take a 20-19 lead here in set number two as Windsor takes a timeout. Not pleased with recent developments. They had a chance to take some assertive control, but an errant return and a couple of key Queens points have put the Gaels in the front seat here in set number two. If you're just joining us, this is the maiden voyage of volleyball on CFRC. As we continue to expand the sports services on offer, we'll have volleyball, basketball as our kind of late fall and winter sports. Of course, football taking up our late summer and fall slots. And maybe we'll get some hockey in there as well. Life is a carnival, as they say. And trust me, as a clown, don't I know it. 20-19, a narrow one-point lead here for the Gaels as they are the first team to reach that 20-point plateau for the second time today, doing so in the first set on their way to a six-point victory, leading by a narrower margin of just one here. As we get the serve from Mitrovic, and Mitrovic has been playing some inspired, fast, and powerful volleyball as he picks up his third straight service point there, and that one is a service ace. Mitrovic has got his team within striking distance of a second set victory. Holy cow! He put some mustard on that one. Windsor does field it and will have a chance to respond and do exactly that. That Mitrovic serve had the wow factor, but Windsor holds firm and sets up a Caden Reed shot in response to narrow the gap to 1 point once more as number three, their original server for this set, Marcus Lahis, floats this one in. Zimmerman with a jump set. Leeches with a wipe fielded deep in the Lancer back line before Chase Bridges once more with finesse sneaks that one over the net and under the defense. And we are all tied up. It's Blackjack on the board, 21-21. But the Lancers have got some much needed momentum. Fielded by Leeches and spiked by Leeches, but Windsor holds firm. an attempted dump is, oh, stopped up at the front line. And then the Windsor response just drifts out of bounds. Was a beautiful shot, but just had a little too much English on it. So the Gaels back to their original server, super senior sixth year player, and one heck of a guy, Dax Tompkins. Good serve by Tompkins, but fielded cleanly. A block by the Gaels, but the Lancers hold firm. Second attempt, and this one gets nothing but net. A bit of a miscalculation there from Anthony Ivanovsky. And the Gaels are now within 2 points of taking their second set, and the Lancers will take a timeout. So let's take a timeout ourselves and play a quick little advertisement for Wrestling School of Rock, taking place on November 30th in cooperation with CFRC.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Tompkins with the serve, and the net with the rebuttal. The Lancer timeout worked, cutting the Gaels' momentum off short. They still lead, but only by one. And in volleyball, you gotta win by two. 25's the goal, but this feels like one of those sets where we go into the potentially high 20s, early 30s with how evenly contested it's been. Consequential serve coming up here. McBride with the dig. Venning with the spike, but it tastes nothing but net. And now we are all tied up, 23-23. Both teams on the precipice of deuce. Will the Lancers get there first? They will not. That serve, slightly too low, looking to get it off the top of the net, just hits the wrong trajectory point. And now the Gaels are on set point, 24-23, with Chris Zimmerman at the line. Floated by Zimmerman, good serve. Saved by the Gaels, but the second effort from the Lancers keeps our second set alive, spiked down right in the middle of the Queen's defense. A good Lancers return, causing disorder, and Queen's unable to unify and defend. And now we're back to a stalemate. 24-24. Somebody needs 26 right now to win. Ooh, beautiful jump floater, but fielded well by Tobias Jeffries. However, a net violation from the Lancers on a Zig Leaches spike will result in the 10th point of the contest for Leaches and the 25th of the second set for the Gaels. And now Leaches has a chance to close out set two right here, right now. Leaches with the approach. Great serve from Leaches, and that
will do it. Lachlan McBride cleans up the mess, and Queens takes the second set 26-24 as they hold a commanding 2-0 lead here at Athletic and Recreation Center. We're on the